So we're outside of the car now, in front of the space where you parked. So tell me what you saw when you came here.
I saw absolutely nothing. Nothing. I just saw, you know, look around, locked the car, and off I went that way, away from the car park.
Now, the tree that's in front of us, next to that on the right-hand side, there is a pole, and we can see that there is a parking information sign that has just been turned, and it says parking conditions apply.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's in a bad position. It has been turned away, and it's facing the tree, which isn't much help for people that are parking here.
No, it clearly needs to be facing the same sign, the same way as the turn left sign immediately below it. And then it's just, you know, it's the first thing you see. It will hit you straight away. That this is a pay and display car park.
Now, standing here again, can you tell that this is a pay and display car park now?
Well, now I can, obviously. But at the time, I couldn't, and I didn't.
Behind the turn left sign, you can see that there is a box there for payment. And to our left, there are about six or seven blue signs that say this is a parking area. Even over there, there's another.
Yeah, but I thought that just applied to those bays there. And they are a long way away. And I thought, well, maybe there's a few here that are free for parking.
What do you think of it now?
Well, I still think I've been very unlucky. I think the signposts are poor. Given what the parking attendant himself said, which underlines the fact. If they're going to have this as a pay and display, the signs really need to be very clear. I can't think what that sign is doing facing that way at all. It's very poor.